With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1684. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. One more show tomorrow. Then I'm off until January 6th. And we'll be back hitting episode 1700 in January, and by the end of the year, episode 2000. Rarified territory for a job search podcast. And today's show is about skills inventories. And given the fact that you'll have some time between Christmas and New Year's, I consider taking a little bit of time to define some of the skills that you have. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review. Do it wherever you listen to the show, whatever form you like. It does help other people find the show, and it helps Apple want to recommend it to others. And with that, let's get going. This is a subject I haven't addressed with any regularity for reasons I'm not exactly sure why, but I haven't. And I thought this would be a good time to do it. And it's the subject of developing a skills inventory for yourself at the beginning of your search and, frankly, throughout your career. Now, what goes into a skills inventory? Now, for many of you, it's easy because you work in fields where skills are clearly identified. For example, you work in IT. You are experienced with certain technologies. Each of those are individual skills. But how about being able to work with senior management in your organization? How about proposal writing? How about things that you've done while volunteering? How about things that you do as a natural course to everyday life? I just want you to record this kind of stuff because I want it to be in your mind as you're interviewing, not because you're necessarily going to say, so do you do laundry? No, but they're organizational skills that sometimes people sell themselves short on that come out of volunteer work or other places in life that make them very attractive. For example, in my case, for years, I used to lead weekends for a volunteer organization. So I had experience running large volunteer groups in intense environments where I had to deal with diverse personalities, with different needs and objectives, and get them all focused in one direction. That's what came out of that experience, and a lot more, of course, but unless I really thought about that volunteer experience, it wouldn't be top of mind if I were to interview. I want you to think of every aspect of your life and see where you can pull things in and just create this enormous list. And do not just simply isolate your work and say, these are my skills. Think in terms of, you know, once you have the skills list, particularly on non-work related things, have a story related to it. So in this way, you know, as you're interviewing with someone, you can say to them, you know, it's funny that you bring that up. You know, normally I would talk about something professionally, but there was something that came out of the workplace that I thought was really interesting vis-a-vis what you're asking about. And then you can tell them a story about your volunteer work and how it you were able to do that exact same thing. It may not come up, but this is a tactic that works in interviewing. It also works with people who are thinking of changing careers. That involves older professionals. It also involves younger ones who, frankly, are disappointed with how their original thoughts of career might benefit them. And thus, instead of launching, they've been disappointed. So it becomes a way that for those of you who are in your 20s or early 30s and have decided that what you've invested the last years of your life in just sucks. You have another way that you can start beginning this process of career change.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, I have more than 7,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. While there, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, you can schedule a session, either a discovery call or a coaching session with me by using the button on the homepage that says schedule. You'll see a number of different options. If you just want to have a quick chat to see if coaching makes sense, use the discovery call option. If you want the best of my advice with an emphasis on interviewing, go to jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take a lifetime membership at the site, basically what I do is I give you the money back in the form of 1 hour of coaching with me that you can use as 2 30-minute sessions. Thus, the site becomes free. You can also hire me for a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, trusted advisor services, help with a salary negotiation, and much, much more at my website. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, but on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook, which is called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 members who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so it's a safe place and you won't get harassed. And I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!